Hearing is subdivision 2018-14, Dennis L. and Sharon K. Shockley.
Thank you. This is a standard subdivision divide 57.7 acres into one single-family lot to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek, 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the west side of Edgewood Avenue, approximately 862 feet southwest of Taylor Mill Road, approximately 611 feet east of Discount Land Road. The proposed parcel will be off of Edgewater Avenue. The tax parcel is a portion of District 232, Map 6, Parcel 63. The zoning is District AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff would submit that we did receive comments from the Sussex Conservation District. They've also would note that the applicant is requesting a waiver from the requirement to provide topography, the street design standards, and the forested landscape buffer. And we've also received a letter from a neighbor, Robert Jones, who is in opposition to the request, that he is a property owner on Edgewood Avenue, that he has concern related to the proposed road, that Edgewood Avenue is access to their property and their and it's in question that it's a privately owned and not a state maintained road, that the road was last blacktopped in 1978 with funds from the state. However, there has been no maintenance on the road since, and they have concerns about who owns the road and the connection to the property and the maintenance of the road. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, come on up. If you give us your name and address, please.
Yeah, Dennis Shockley, 28636 Discount Land Road, Laurel.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Shockley.
Thank you.
You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, just a lot that I want to give to my grandson so he and his girlfriend can get married and have a house and still be on my farm, basically.
Mm-hmm.
In 1993, we put a trailer in there for my son. He lived there for 10 years, and then he found another place, and we eventually got rid of the trailer. And concerning the road, in my deed here, which only brought one copy.
That's okay.
It's, shall I show it to you? Who would like to see it? I mean, it says here, I'll read it to you.
You can certainly read it.
Okay, that'd be better.
I mean, I'm sure.
Is that your original copy of it?
No, it's not.
Okay, just we'll need to make a copy of it. I just don't want you to leave here without that one. So,
yeah, yeah. It is a copy.
Okay.
Because you can't feel
we'll
the little stamp
for
you.
Yeah.
But it says, together with the right of ingress and egress over and through the road running through Sussex Estates leading from County Road number 467 to the above described property designated as Edgewood Avenue is shown on a plot of Sussex Estates filed for a record in the Office of Recorder of Deeds aforesaid. So in other words, in my deed, I have a right of way to my land.
Right.
Now, my grandson is the one that's going to be putting the house there.
Right.
But then he can basically go across the field if he wants to go to the to the shop or something, but you know, it'd be better to use the road, wouldn't it?
Well,
and we already had, we used it before and there was no problem before.
Yeah.
We used it for 10 years, but it was in my name then. Just the trailer was in my son's name, see?
Who owns the road? Do you know who?
It's up in the air on that.
Yeah.
Now, I had heard that after so long that roads get turned over to the state. And there's a...
There was a point in time when it could have been turned over to the state.
Yeah.
Anymore, that's not the case.
I think one time, though, the state did appropriate some funds to do work on that road.
Yeah. How long has the road been there?
Oh, good Lord. A long time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I bought the property in 83, and it was there then.
Yeah. I will say this, just based on the survey that Miller Lewis did, they list it as a private road, which indicates to me that based on their research, they didn't find it on the state inventory, you know.
Yeah, could they?
So, but that doesn't tell you who owns it.
I talked to a gentleman last night, David Dalby, who lives adjacent to the property there, and he wasn't sure either.
Okay.
But he did say that they went to Biff Lee one time, and he got some appropriations to fix the road.
Okay.
Well, the situation that we often find ourselves in, and I think that's kind of what we have going on here, is that you've got, what, I think 14 lots on that road, so there are 13 or 14 people who probably have the right to use it. We haven't seen their deeds, but I'm assuming that they have the same thing that you have in yours. But there is there's nothing in place to deal with the maintenance of the road and so on. I suspect that the development got platted years ago before a lot of these issues were taken seriously. And I think sometimes the idea was people would just figure it out. Well, it doesn't really happen like that, as we found out. And I'm just one of five, and we certainly want to take the rest of the public testimony, anybody else who wants to speak and so on, and we're certainly going to have the commission have the opportunity to ask any questions. But generally in these situations, the commission has been very reluctant to allow any further subdivision until the situation with the road is worked out, okay, that you figure out who owns it, agree who owns it. It could be that that you'll find that the development actually owns the road. In other words, it's a common area and everybody owns the road.
Right. In that case, I do have the right to use the road.
I think you have the right to use the road no matter what, because it's in your deed.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can stop you, but our issue is that we're generally reluctant to agree to any further subdivisions until the disposition of the road is determined, which would mean that you would all have to get together and agree on, you know, how that road maintenance is going to be done. There are, and it's sounds like a hard job, but really it's if you do have to get everybody together, and there are people who can help you do this. There are attorneys that specialize in this sort of thing and so on. So, but that's kind of the issue that would concern us. Are we taking a problem and making it worse by creating another lot owner who is using a road that nobody's taken care of, nobody claims ownership to, nobody's knows anything about the road, and what you get is you get a road now that hasn't been anything done to it in 40 years. You know, it was paved. And I wonder today if you could even get that done, because I think the state needs to know what the disposition of the road is before they go in and pave it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a tough situation, but it's not an impossible situation. I mean, it's not an impossible situation. So, but with that being said, unless you have something further you want to add, we'll see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you.
Yeah, that's about all I got. I mean, I don't know what else I can say.
I think everybody appreciates what you're trying to do.
And I actually bought the property off the same people that the individual landowners in development bought theirs off of.
Well,
so mine is just across the end.
I know exactly what you're saying, and I think it's right in your deed as far as the road goes. But that subdivision was platted probably when the county didn't have as much experience as it has now, and of course now we would do things altogether differently than they were, because we were all live and learn. So I don't think anyone necessarily wants you to prevent you from doing what you want to do, but we just want to fix a problem if we can. So that being said, let me see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hudson.
Now that road that comes through that community that goes down, that road down there, that road just stops, right?
Right, yes. And then the driveway going into where we had the trailer, which is, it's got a well, septic, and electric on the property. Thought it'd be an ideal for the kids to get started, you know?
That's about all I have, thank you.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson?
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
So when was the trailer put, when was trailer, and you say it was there 10 years?
Yeah, it put it in 93.
93?
Well, septic and electric, and then he stayed there about 10 years, and he bought another place. And
how'd he get in and out?
Use that as Edgewood Avenue.
So if the trailer was still there, he'd still be able to drive in and out and live in it?
Yes, sir.
But what, so once they take the trailer out, then it like...
No, he's looking to actually create a separate parcel of land.
The issue is creating a lot. He's got the right to use the driveway. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but it certainly seems to me, sounds like you have every right to use the road. The issue comes in creating another parcel, doing a subdivision, okay? That's the...
I understand. Okay, so...
That's the sticking point.
And I would think neighbors maybe, you know, the way it sounded, a subdivision, they're thinking, oh, he's going to develop this back here, but I'm not. It's just one lot for my grandson and his wife to be.
But, yeah, and that's true. And at some point in the future, though, you could sell the property and the next person might try to do that.
Well, the bottom line of that is it falls off and that's about the last lot that you could really put a house or anything on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand. I've seen it. I rode back there.
Yeah.
So in other words, he would have the right to put another trailer in there and hook it back up to the septic system in the well and just not sell the property?
I think he's got the right to do whatever he was doing before. All we're talking about is creating a lot. If he doesn't want to create a lot or do a subdivision, we don't have anything to say about it.
So what would constitute a trailer, a double wide?
You could put a double wide on the property. We would need to know, because typically it looks like there are chicken houses on the property, so
yeah,
it's being used as a farm, and it looks like you might be farming it as well. So it
yes,
is a
ma'am.
Farm. It is over 50 acres. The code allows for the placement of a manufactured home on the property, because typically it's used for family who work the farm or employees who work the farm. So there is the ability to put a manufactured home on the property. There is no, in this instance, there is no restriction on age of
so
the manufactured home.
Would be anything that had wheels underneath of it?
Any a double wide, you could put a single wide.
Uh-huh.
Any type of manufactured home could go back in.
But
on
not
the property.
like a Barracka home or nothing.
Barracka home could not, because that is a modular home.
Right, but a double wide that they brought in on trailer frame length would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You'd have to set it permanently, like the last one.
Yes.
So it would have to be tied down. You'd come get a building permit. We do a tie down inspection, a footer inspection, if you don't want to subdivide the parcel.
Yeah, because
I mean, are there any other, is there a home already on the property?
No, ma'am.
Okay. There's no other home on the property.
Yeah.
This actually could be a stick built home. So it could be a Barracka.
It could.
We're
talking about the 56 acres.
On the 56
oh, yeah,
acres.
Yeah, but still.
Is there another house?
Use that, you know, so I don't have to build another road. I could probably go by.
Tell
my, use my farm land.
Mr. Shockley, let me just
exactly
throw this out to you.
Totally.
The long-term answer to this is to get everybody together and figure out what the deal is going to be on this road, because
yeah,
it's just going to keep getting worse. And if you and you absolutely have the right to use it. I don't think anybody's challenging that. And you even have a way to get a home on there if you want
yes.
to. But you know, moving forward, you don't know, your heirs someday might want to do something else there, and that road. You know, serves, you know, 14, 15 people. It's someone needs to get everybody together and
well, yeah,
decide what to do. And in this situation, if you want to subdivide a lot, that's probably going to be you. That would at least have to get that ball rolling. You know, Mr. Jones might be willing to help out with that, but all I'm sure everyone on that street realizes that road is a problem, and it is never going to fix itself.
And I don't think anybody knows the answer to the road.
Well, I'm willing. Yeah, I that's probably true. That would take some legal research and probably go all the way back to where when the original subdivision was created. I have a suspicion that the answer is going to wind up is that you all own the road.
Yeah.
You all have an undivided interest in the road, and you all probably have the responsibility for maintaining it because it's a private road.
Right.
So that would necessitate setting up, you know, maybe a little homeowners association or whatever, just for the purpose of taking care of that road, and everybody contributes, you know, money to for that purpose, and there are folks who can certainly help set all that up. And that's the right thing to do there for everybody, not just you. Whether you were going to subdivide or not, that's the right thing to do. You know, that's the right thing to do, but you're in a position where you can, you maybe make that happen because of what you're trying to do for your family. And I can't imagine that anyone on that street would fault you for trying to provide something of value, lasting value for your children. So,
right.
And getting that road situation straightened out is good for them too, because whenever somebody goes to sell a house on that street, that's going to be a problem, because anyone buying on that street is going to want to know what the deal is with that road.
It's probably something they're not aware of either.
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's true.
But to clarify things, we could put a double wide back there and be okay with it, right?
That's a conversation too. I mean, because we've got a subdivision application, but I would recommend that you come in and talk to staff, because they can work you through those steps.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like if there's not another house on that property, you know, you're allowed to have one primary residence, which could be stick built.
And I could still use the right of way.
Sounds like it from the deed.
Okay.
Yeah. I think certainly, you know, that would give you a at least a temporary path forward. I mean, you could let it stay that way forever, but the situation of that road is never going to get any better until you know, everybody gets together and decides what to do. Anybody else on the commission, Ms. Wingate, you have any questions, Counselor?
Just if we could get a copy of that deed, so we have it, that might help us sort it out on our end too a little bit.
Yeah.
You can give it to Mr. Whitehouse down there; he'll make you a copy.
All right.
Ms. Cornwell, you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Mr. Schock, I'm going to ask you to take a seat nearby. We're going to see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Can I give it to the gentleman first?
Yes.
He's going to make a copy.
Mr. Whitehouse will make a copy of that for you. There you go. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2018-14, Dennis L. and Sharon K. Shockley? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2018-14? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Well, Mr. Shockley, almost before you sat down, we're going to close the public hearing, and we'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. Thank you. Our next public hearing.